Avoca Travel's tantalizing offers. We tailor-make packages to suit any budget. Super offers to Bangkok, Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, Bali, Hong Kong, and the Canton Fair in China. Special Islamic cultural tours to Spain, Kashmir, the Silk Route, and mosques in China. Facilitating tours to the Middle East, Cairo, Dubai, Istanbul, Greece, and many more. Let our 25 years of experience in the travel trade show you the wonders of this world. Remember, we beat, not match, any written quote from a reputable tour operator. Call Avoca Travels on 031-2020-370. That's right, 2020-370. Avoca Travels. Expect the world of us. Listen to the world as things occur. Get Islamic songs. Get news. Get information. Get spiritual. Only on CII. Now, you can tune into CII anywhere and anytime across the world 24/7.
Welcome to www.ciibroadcasting.com.
And catch CII now, live on audio streaming across the world.
Get Islamic songs. Get news. Get information. Get spiritual.
Listen to the world in the comfort of your home or as you travel. CII. The world is listening. Are you?
4 to 8 p.m. Central African Time. Your world today on CII.
It's just gone 7:02 in the p.m. Central African Time. As if his marital challenges were not enough, Sarko the Sayan has suddenly emerged as the most infamous accolade of French President Nicolas Sarkozy. An influential French daily revealed that the French leader once worked for, and perhaps still does, it hinted, Israeli intelligence as a Sayan, which is the Hebrew word for helper, which would make him one of the thousands of Jewish citizens of countries other than Israel who cooperate with the Mossad. Joining us to talk about the story and some of its implications, I'd like to welcome to today's program French-based journalist and creator of the website IamTheWitness.com, Mr. Daryl Bradford Smith.
You're listening to Your World Today with Mohammed Ismail.
Good evening, Daryl, and thanks for joining us on today's program.
Great to be back with you, Mohammed. How are you, my friend?
Good, thanks. Long time no hear.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm still working hard here to try to get the truth out to the world. You brought up an extraordinary fact that very few people were aware of until recently, that Mr. Sarkozy's roots bring you all the way back to Israel and, in fact, more than probably to the Mossad.
Mm-hmm. I remember the last time I spoke to you and we did mention Sarkozy wasn't the president at that time. You had made mention of his Jewish background and stuff like that. But now we seem to have a daily in France that is broken with the story. First off, Daryl, which daily was it and how widely read is it in France?
Le Figaro is quite well read in France, but it also appeared in some other publications, but Le Figaro is the right-wing's newspaper here in France. Yeah, but they attempted to discredit the report, is what they in fact tried to do. If you notice at the end of the report, they say that it's only rumored, and mm-hmm. because. So, mm-hmm. But I have contacts in the British intelligence area who told me that this was actually leaked, probably by MI6. There are people who work in British intelligence who are not interested in seeing the Zionist ideal mm-hmm. making its way around the world. So people actually are beginning to release information that might not have otherwise been discovered.
Mm-hmm. Take us through Sarkozy. Tell us a little bit about his roots and this current controversy.
Well, you have to go back to about a century ago to the overthrow of the caliphate in Turkey mm-hmm. to really understand the importance of the Sarkozy family. There was a city in Greece that was under the control of the Ottoman Empire called Salonika, Greece. and it was a hotbed of Zionist activity at that time. Many of the Jews that lived in Salonika came from the Spanish Inquisition and had a history already of disguising their roots.
Uh-huh.
They what we call today is crypto-Judaism. They appear on the surface to be Christians or even Muslims, like Sabbatai Zvi did back in the 1590s and so forth. But this group actually helped overthrow the Turkish Ottoman Empire under the guise of the Young Turks. You will notice history will prove that even Ataturk was Jewish and came from this same group.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh. So this family, Sarkozy, is the Mullah family. The Mullah family actually means the messenger. They were prominent in the Jewish community in Salonika back in 1915, 16, and 17 when the Ottoman Turk Empire was being destroyed by these crypto-Jewish members of the Zionist movement.
Mm-hmm. And they were obviously working on behalf of allied powers.
Well, they were working on behalf of Rothschild banking interests as well as the Masonic Lodge out of Paris, which is the people who set up the Masonic Lodge out of Italy. The Grand Orient Lodge of Italy is the one is the lodge who financed the Salonika movement into the Ottoman Turk Empire through a man named Carasso. You'll also notice at the very same time monies from the same group were behind the Russian Revolution, and Trotsky and Carasso and Lenin, which is not their names, but those are the names people are familiar with, were all part of the same group. And so the Turkish Ottoman implosion was actually planned and executed at the same time as the Russian overthrow was planned.
So their control and power dates back quite some time.
Yes, it does. And this family, this Sarkozy family, actually goes back to this directly to this group. Now, upon the completion of their task in destroying the Ottoman Turk Empire and, of course, the Ataturk taking over, many people did not realize that Ataturk was Jewish. And
yeah, that's news to me as well.
Well, he is. And, in fact, his roots go directly back to Salonika and to the Grand Orient Lodge that was existent in Salonika in that day. In fact, most of the leadership that took over Turkey after the implosion of the Ottoman Empire were all Jewish, and they are the people who ordered the Armenian massacre, in fact, and there is substantial proof of this fact.
And that would also go a long way into understanding why Turkey took the secular route.
That's exactly right. And so what they wanted to do was to de-Muslimize the country so that they would have less resistance to their reign. And you'll also understand that even to today, Turkey and Israel are the most powerful ally of Israel after the United States is the state of Turkey.
Mm-hmm. That's indeed true. And that dates back to, that also has to do with them being not Arab and something to fear from Arabs. It's like they work hand in hand to keep Arabs down.
Well, if you go back to the history of the Ashkenazi sect of Judaism, you'll notice that their heritage is actually Turkmen. And, in fact, they were converts to Judaism back in the 780 period of history.
Wow.
And, in fact, their roots are actually blood-related, but the truth of the matter is the Sarkozy family then left in 1917, and they took their family to Hungary.
Okay.
Now, under Benico, which was the patriarch of the family, his daughter is the mother of Nicholas Sarkozy, and since the father and, of course, his mother was Jewish, that makes Nicholas Sarkozy Jewish.
Yeah, because as opposed to Islam and Christianity, you get your religion, according to Jews, from your mother's side.
That's right. The Jews go by the mother's side. Now, in fact, he played down his Jewish roots during his election process. And he also made it seem as though he was from very humble beginnings. But in fact, he comes from Hungarian royalty and from very prominent Jewish roots. And this is a situation that we have seen over and over again with this movement of crypto-Zionism. What happens is they infiltrate governments and people's lives, and they come in kind of clandestinely. There are also a great number of people who have proof that Adolf Hitler came from Jewish roots as well, and that he was an agent of the Rothschild family as well. And that would explain much of the exodus that happened in the 1930s. In both Poland and Germany, when they were trying to get the Jews to emigrate to Palestine, the problem they had, they had already imploded the Ottoman Turk Empire,
yeah,
and taken over that region. But the Jews of Germany were very cosmopolitan and refused to leave.
They were also assimilationists.
That's right.
Yeah.
And many of the Jewish members of different parts of that religion in Germany enjoyed their lives in Germany and,
yeah,
didn't want to leave. So what they did instead was they forced them to leave by creating anti-Semitism within Germany.
Yes.
They created it themselves. And if you go back to Theodor Herzl, the founder of modern-day Zionism, he will state to you in his memoirs that they will use anti-Semitism as a tool to force the Jewish community to migrate to the new Israel.
Mm-hmm. I've read books on the subject you're discussing, and they go as far, so far as to say the brother of Zionism is anti-Semitism. They work hand in hand.
Well, that's right. And in fact, what you'll find across both France and America is constant reports of Jews being harassed,
yes,
supposedly by neo-Nazis. We had a recent university attack in George Washington University, I believe. No, yes, George Washington University, where a Jewish student claimed that someone was painting SWAT stickers on her door of her dorm room. Well, in fact, they put a camera clandestinely in the hallway and discovered it was the Jewish student herself,
no,
painting the SWAT stickers. Now,
yeah,
this same event has happened here in France at least a half dozen times in the last 5 years, where they discovered that the attacks that were supposedly against Jews were actually being done by Jews against themselves to create,
mm-hmm,
a sense that they were being persecuted so that the Jewish community would feel fear. Now, my point to the Muslim community listening in today is that most of the Jews who are listening to these reports, they don't know the facts that you're listening,
yes,
to right,
yes,
now.
That's true. The book I was referring to when I was speaking to you earlier, they go so far as to say that the Nazis had contacts with Zionist groups within Germany, and they had good contacts with them, and they had a lot in common because they were both pushing this ideal of racial exclusivity, the Jews, that we are Jews and we can only be Jews, and the Germans, that we are the Aryans, and what they had to fear were those Jews that were trying to be like Germans.
Well, that was modern eugenics that came out of the United States, which was propagated by Jewish philosophers back in the 1880s and 90s in preparation for what they had planned after the Balfour signing. They knew that they were doing this. They're very meticulous,
mm-hmm,
in their plannings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the problems that we face today is there's so many disparate parts to this story and this history.
Yeah.
And at every turn, when you start getting any traction, you get attacked. And,
mm-hmm,
they attack me as an anti-Semite. And, of course, much of my information comes from Jews themselves. And I have to say to you all that many in the Jewish community are frightened of the Muslim community because they've been lied to.
Mm-hmm.
And as the American public has been lied to. And so, of course, when you believe a lie, you're going to act according to that lie. And so the lie that is circulating the globe today is that everyone should be aware feel threatened by Islam. And so everybody's afraid that they're going to be there's going to be an attack,
yeah,
by,
yeah,
Islamic terrorists. And of course that is a fabrication of this same group.
Absolutely. Sounds so. Daryl, we're going to go for a quick ad break. We have to carry this on when we come back, okay?
Certainly.
It's now 7:14 in the p.m.